And we're back here on the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Kyota's JD Stout. JD, thanks for joining me here today. Congratulations on the honor.
Yep, thank you.
So, JD, a great start for you and your team, 4-0 already on the young season. Just looking at the great start to the season, what do you think is the main contributor for your team to come out with such a great start?
I think we move the ball very well, and just getting on fast break points are our chance to score, because we're not the biggest team on the court, and we have to be able to run and move the ball, contribute that way.
Your team's been able to do just that, right around 80 points per game in the first four contests. How would you describe that style? You mentioned able to get transition points, but how would you describe the type of offense your guys play?
Yeah, we have to get our press going, steals, fast break points. We don't really run a stationary offense all too much because, that, like I said, we're not the biggest team on the court, and we have to. That's how we have to play in order to be successful.
Sure. Well, JD, let's go into some goals that your team set out. Always a great start to the season, but what were some team goals that the team wants to accomplish this season?
Well, it always is a conference championship. That's always the number one goal and the first goal on the list. And maybe one day if we get good and play well in the district, we can make state. That's always a big goal.
Mm-hmm. And personal for yourself, you're just a sophomore leading the team in points through the first four games of the season. What were some personal goals you set out?
Just scoring a little bit and being able to pass the ball and get a few assists would be nice, and limit turnovers and just be able to control myself when I'm going a little too fast and turning the ball over.
Sure. And JD, I mentioned you're just a sophomore. Last year you played as a freshman. If you had to pinpoint one thing about your game where you've improved in the most from last year, what would that be?
I think it'd be taking the ball to the hoop. Last year I was a little more passive on settling for a jump shot or a three, and I think I've been able to drive and take the ball to the hoop better.
Let's get into your coach a bit. I always like to talk about the coach, but unique for you, Coach Dan Stout is actually your dad. Can you talk about what kind of dynamic that is between father and son, and what do you like about him as a coach?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, not every kid has the opportunity to play for their dad, and I guess I've always been looking forward to it when I was little, and we've always been practicing in the driveway and everything, and I've really known our offense for a long time because I've always hung around their practices when I was little and everything. And even though we may get into it sometimes and everything, it's just amazing.
Yeah, as you would expect, but that's great, great start to the season. Let's get away from basketball a little bit, JD. You're also involved in baseball, track, football, four-sport athlete. To put you on the spot, do you have a favorite?
I like them all, but I'd have to say basketball is my favorite just because having my dad be the coach is nice and my teammates are amazing. And
yeah, right on. I can't blame you there. And so along those lines, second year over at Kyota for high school-wise, what do you like most about being an Eagle?
I just think that the small community is the best. Everybody's there for you and if you need it and everything like that.
Well, JD, when you're not involved with all of these different sports school-wise, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
I'm just hanging out with friends, and I'm in student council and everything, so we run that, and I don't know, just messing around, I guess.
Fair enough. Student council, what's your specific job for that?
I'm just a member on that. Normally upperclassmen get more roles in it, but I try to participate in it as much as I can.
There you go. Well, JD, last question before I let you go here. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, respect, dependability, quality. What are some of your core values?
I think being honest and respectful in the classroom is as important as for being respectful and good on the court, because I think that's just what comes first. Everything comes first in the classroom and everything.
That it does. Well, JD, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on the honor. Great start to the season, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
That was Kyoto's own J.D. Stout joining us as this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Great start for J.D. and company. Best of luck to them moving forward. Let's step aside. We've got to thank our sponsors for today's show right after this.